smart marketing
Love
for small
Talk
business.
Radio.
Hi, this is Les Wolf, host of Smart Marketing for Small Business and CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. Welcome to another evening where we hope we will help you be a little smarter, work a little smarter, outsmart, outflank, outthink your competition, with hopefully without outspending them. The premise of the show is very simple. We look for ways that we can expose you to proven ideas, get you to think a little more creatively, stimulate your thinking, motivate you to stretch your mind a little bit. And we do this through guests that we have on the show. Next week we'll have some interesting guests. But when we don't have guests, we cover a wide range of topics that we think, based upon input that we've gotten from you, that people have interest in. But we also have a couple of things in our structure of our system to benefit you. One is we have four LinkedIn groups that you can go and participate in, start discussions, participate in discussions, give us your input, share your knowledge, share your experiences, make new contacts. And those four LinkedIn groups are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as this radio show, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, the idea of how best to use celebrities, and Fearless Marketers. The idea of fearless marketers are those people who are willing to think outside the box a little. And we have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. But I look to hear from you through my email, marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. This is not our show. This is your show. And we're looking for ways that we can be of service to you and the subjects and the topics that are of interest to you. Much of what we talk about are based on discussions that we have with people from around the country and actually in some cases around the world as to subject matter that is of interest to them. So we encourage you to participate in any way that you can. All right, we're going to cover a couple of things tonight. One thing we're going to talk about is the power of words. That's one thing that we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about customer service and some key aspects of what I call customer service. And I'll get into some of the reasons for that, why we think it's so important. And then if we have time, we're going to cover some things dealing with leadership, because the key today is we need to enhance our leadership skills. Technology is very helpful, but in many cases it has created problems for people who have failed to develop their leadership and communication skills, relying too much on emails and Twitter and Facebook and everything else. But we'll get into that. Let's first, when we talk about communicating, one of the things we talk about is the power of words. One of the things I've pointed out a number of times in speeches that I've given is I ask the audience to share their business cards with me. Because when I look at the business cards, 7 out of the 10 business cards out there have the name of the company, their address, their phone number, their email, but you don't have the slightest idea what business they're in. They are missing either from the name of their company something that describes what they do or a tagline that helps you understand. Because when you talk about the power of the words, and it should be the right words, what's in a name? Who are you? What do you do? What do you stand for? That's really, to express ourselves in many ways. We do this, through actions, through conversation. But the way in which we express ourselves, the written word, often has the most significance, especially when we're trying to communicate in ways to grow our businesses. What I'm often surprised about is how little thought we put into basic communications that are used to introduce oneself to prospects or people who can help us network. What do I mean? Well, you probably, as I mentioned, you probably have a slew of business cards, and you know you're trying to figure out what do they do. You know, I recently attended a business expo put on by a Chamber of Commerce, and there were 100 or more booths, and I noticed two interesting and disturbing factors. Several of the companies had names and banners which were initials, just the company name or some aberration of the English language, like Synex or Zipritz or something like that. But it didn't give a clue as to what business they were in. You know, just as I said earlier, 7 out of 10 business cards reflect the same lack of thinking. It's called common sense. You have to be user-friendly. You must make it easy for people to understand what you do, how to work with you. All right, so there, when I was at this Chamber of Commerce thing, I saw there were those who listed the products or services or features they sold without any attention to the benefits they offered. You know, in my nearly 5 decades of experience, and yes, I am that old, 5 decades of experience, you know, working within the marketing arena, I've learned people are seeking out what we call the WIFM factor. The WIFM, WIIFM, and it is not a radio station. The WIFM factor is about what you offer. In other words, you are answering a question that is at the back of the mind of every prospect or customer that comes in touch with you, and that is, what's in it for me? WIIFM, what's in it for me? And if you don't clearly get that through to them, then you are missing opportunities and probably sales, which also means profits. Excuse me, I have a bit of a cold. All right. There are, you know, I guess the best way I can phrase this, we're working in an extremely tough and competitive environment today, a tough, crowded landscape that makes it imperative that you make it easy for prospects to identify you. Having a strong name needs to tie into what you offer. It's vital. It's important to define what you offer, making it easy not only for those you seek as customers to understand what you do and stand for, but, you know, you need to make it easy for them to understand what business you're in, what benefits you offer. The tagline is one of the key ways to do that. You know, simply stated, words are meant to entice, stimulate, motivate, and activate your target audience in order to reach customers and take the actions you desire. Now, this requires a well-thought-out written and verbal strategy. In this hectic, reactive-oriented atmosphere that we live in, you know, your communication needs to be succinct, short, to the point, without losing their attention. You know, the right choice of words can have a major impact. They really can. And whether it's your business name, your tagline, your domain name, if you have an event that you're putting on, a product name, slogans, advertising headline copy, direct response teaser copy, billboard copy, and so much more. Now, we need to get to communicating, finding and communicating the right words. We have to practice what we preach, and I try to do that with our business. I ask a question, does our name reflect our areas of expertise? Well, our name is a smart marketing group. Right? You can figure out what we do. A test that I would tell you to do is one in where you describe in 5 words or less what you do. In our example, we help clients outthink their competition. All right, another thing you want to do is list the problems your product or service solve or alleviates. For example, we competing against larger or better finance firms. Now we focus on helping the smaller business. What benefits does your product or service offer the buyer? Well, change clients from a reactive stance to a proactive stance, because that's one of the things that we have found out there, is people tend to be reactive rather than being proactive and prepared for what could be coming up. And then, what are three strengths you feel you have in your business? Are you open to change? Think big, think outside the box, because that's three things that we put out there. You know, Mark Twain once said, a powerful agent is the right word. Whenever we come upon one of those intensely right words in a book or a newspaper, the resulting effect is physical as well as spiritual and electrically prompt. Twain knew what he was talking about. Think for a moment. Yellow Pages, let your fingers do the walking. GE, we bring good things to life. Wheaties, the breakfast of champions. UPS, see what Brown can do for you. I ran across a thing called the Orthopedic Specialty Group, and their tagline was exceptional people, exceptional care. And I saw a company called the Privileged Circle Company. They were in the collectibles business, collectibles for the few, desired by the many. So the power of words is something that you really have to look at. You have to think, you know, are you expressing yourself in ways that make it easy for people to understand what you do, what you have to offer, what the features are, what the benefits are, the things that, you know, make it worthwhile for them to do business with you. So, I mean, these are all key factors that need to be taken into consideration. All right, a couple of other things that I want to talk about. One is that we run for companies who are interested in stimulating the thinking of their people, and also for attracting customers and clients, workshops, webinars, things that can be of help to you. Because really what we look for are all kinds of things that can help. In fact, one of the things that I think for a small business that could be very effective is, excuse me, I apologize, I seem to be losing my voice a little, all right, is technology in the office. We have a sponsor that has a very interesting product that I think, you know, you should pay attention to what I'm going to tell you about it. The company's called VTech, and the key to it is they have created a thing called the four-line small business phone system. Now, the whole idea of VTech's small business system is it is an ideal solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system that has the qualities and features that previously had only been available for companies with bigger budgets. But this has something that fits perfectly into making a small business more efficient and more effective. Their new system is very affordable and easy to install. Now, it's probably the easiest four-line phone system on the market to install. Their system components include the main console with the option of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets and speakerphones, which allow the system to grow alongside a business, so you can grow up to 10 extensions. And expanding the system is a complete breeze. The need to add an extra desk set, not a problem. With a touch of a button, a small business owner with minimal IT experience can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because they register wirelessly, the expandable components can be located anywhere there is power, since only the console requires a phone line. This gives a small business owner the freedom to move around, No need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. In addition to the ease of use and simple installation, the 4-line small business phone system also comes equipped with a number of advanced features, such as an auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speaker phones, music on hold, power failure operation, 6-way conferencing. This incredible Vitech 4-line small business system. Yeah, these components are available in stores and online at Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples. And as I said, you can go online to www.vtechphones.com. We're proud to have Vitech as a sponsor because they make it more effective for small business to operate. And that is what we're trying to do here in this business, in this show, is find ways to make people more effective. And one of those areas that really requires a significant amount of attention is an area that we all know about, but surprisingly, it is also the area that gets the biggest complaints. And that is the area of customer service. So let me talk about what I would best describe as 10 rules of customer service. Now, once you get your notepad, your iPad, whatever you have, I want you to take this down. All right. Rule number one, know who is boss. I'm serious about this. Know who is boss. You're in business to service customers' needs, and you can only do that if you know what it is your customer wants. Listen to your customers, because they let you know what they want and how you provide good service. Never forget that the customer pays, Never forget the customer pays, makes your job possible. But the key to it is the customer is the boss. And you have to talk to the customer. You need to be a good listener. That's the second rule. You have to take the time to identify customer needs by asking questions and concentrating on what the customer is really saying. Now, their words, their tone of voice, their body language, and most importantly, how they feel. Because of making assumptions, thinking you intuitively know what the customer wants. Do you know what are the three things most important to your customer? Effective listening and undivided attention are particularly important on the floor, wherever your showroom is, wherever the customer is, where there's a great danger of preoccupation to see whom else we could be selling to. Give people attention. It is so important. This is all common sense, but as I often state, common sense is uncommon. And you need to look at these things and thoroughly think them through. So you need to be a good listener. You need to identify the customer's needs. And customers, don't buy products or services. They buy good feelings and solutions to problems. Let me say that again, even though I'm losing my voice a bit here. Customers buy good feelings and solutions to problems. Most customers, what I would call, are emotional rather than logical. And the more you know your customers, the better you become at anticipating their needs and their moods. You communicate regularly, you are aware of problems and of upcoming needs. Something as simple to ask a customer, are you happy with the service? What challenges are you facing? What can we do to better serve you? What complaints do you have? How can we be more effective in helping you be more effective? One of the most powerful words in the world is you. So keep in mind, the focus is on them. All right, and that's really important because, in a sense, there is that rule. I'll make it rule number 4. customers must be made to feel important and appreciated. You need to treat them as individuals. Always use their name and find ways to compliment them. You know, people value sincerity. You don't have to be faking it. Be nice. It creates a good feeling and trust. You need to think about ways to generate good feelings about doing business with you. Customers are sensitive and know whether or not you really care about them. Something as simple as thanking them every time you get a chance. In fact, one of the things I talk about, people are fond of using the internet, and it is wonderful. It's a wonderful tool. Do you know what is interesting? I've had people handwrite a thank you note to a customer. The response is mind-blowing. You know, in the old days, if you had a customer who liked you or didn't like you, they told 10 people. Today, they tell 10,000 in 10 minutes. So the internet and social media can be your friend or your enemy based upon how you treat your customer. Right. Appreciate the power of yes. Always look for ways to help your customers. When they have a request, as long as it's reasonable, tell them you can do it. You'll figure out how afterwards. You know, you got to look for ways. Whoops. I'm sorry for the noise. I had something fall down on the desk here. So as I said, you know, look for ways to make doing business with you easy. Always, you know, do what you say you're going to do. Don't make promises that you can't deliver on, because your reputation is everything, and you need to make sure that you live up to your reputation. And also, there are times when something goes wrong, so know how to apologize. It's easy, and customers like it. The customer may not be always right, but the customer must always win. You deal with problems immediately and let customers know when you have done handling the problem. Make it simple for customers to understand you value their complaints. You know, as much as we dislike it, it gives us an opportunity when someone complains to improve their relationship with us, their enjoyment with us. Even if they're having a bad day, when you go out of your way for them, they feel comfortable. And when they feel comfortable, they come back. All right. Give more than expected. Since the future of all companies lies in keeping customers happy, think of ways to elevate yourself above the crowd. You know, have you thought about, can you give customers something that they can't get elsewhere? Can you, what can you do to follow up and thank people even when they don't buy? And such as the thing, as I mentioned, the thank you note, a thank you call, thank you card. You know, and then think, what can you give customers that is totally unexpected? You know, depending on the business that you are. Just sometimes giving them that extra attention is something that they find totally unexpected and appreciate. All right, another thing is you need to get regular feedback. It is key to have that dialogue going on with the customer. You know, you need to encourage and welcome suggestions about how you could improve. What can you do to be a better service? You know, there are several ways in which you can find customers' feelings and things about what they think and how they feel about your service. And it comes back to listening carefully about what they say, checking back regularly to see, you know, what things are happening. This is not brain surgery, folks, but it is key Now, if you provide a method that invites constructive criticism, comments, and suggestions, you are going to benefit because the customer benefits and they feel it, because it is rare that it happens. And when you make your place a destination they're happy to come to, because they know they are going to be treated in an appreciative manner, it makes a world of difference. And you cannot underestimate the power of that. And one of the ways to make sure that you have that kind of positive environment, if you have employees, treat them well. Because in a sense, they're your internal customer. And they need a regular dose of appreciation. But when you thank them and when you find ways to show how important they are, they will treat your customers with respect. And they will have a higher regard for customers. Appreciation, basically, treating customers and employees is equally important. I mean, this is just common sense. And why do we have to talk about customer service so often? Because it is handled so poorly by so many situations. So it is very, very important. A couple of other key points, all right? Sometimes, you know, there was a wonderful speech given by General Colin Powell, and a couple of the key points he made, I think, are very important. If you're going to be a smart leader. All right? And one of them was, is being responsible sometimes meaning pissing people off. Good leadership involves responsibility to the welfare of the group, which means that some people will get angry at your actions and decisions. It's inevitable. If you're honorable, trying to get everyone to like you is a sign of mediocrity. You do what you think is right, what you feel is going to be best for the company, the employees, the customer. You know, and you make decisions on this. Ironically, by procrastinating on difficult choices, by trying not to get anyone mad, and by treating everyone equally, nicely, regardless of their contributions, you simply ensure that the only people you'll wind up angry are the most creative and productive people in the organization. If you've got some losers in there and you can't motivate them and stimulate them and educate them to move forward, then you have them move out, because it is so important for you to have that. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, your day, what we'll call soldiers, stop bringing you their problems in the day, because you need to let them build the confidence and understand you'll help them when they get to a stage where they can't answer something. All right? So there are a lot of things that you need to do. And one of the things you need to do is to get active in our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. Visit our blog, Smart Marketing Moves. Visit our corporate website, smartmarketinggroup.com. Reach out to us if we can be of help to you. Our email is marketingsmartly@aol.com. I want to hear from you as to how we can be more effective, more helpful. And if you have things that you feel would be a benefit to this audience, I'd be happy to have you as a guest. Just contact me. It's marketingsmartly@aol.com. Give me your contact information. I'll call you and we can talk about what you have that can benefit our listeners. This show is designed to be your show, to make sure that we can all work smarter, be more effective, be more responsible, be more productive, while at the same time making money and having a good I thank you all. Please spread the word about this show Wednesday nights at 11 o'clock. And thank you so much. Take care.